Welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're going to be talking about bullshit.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at Harry Frankfurt's On Bullshit, which is it's a pretty dense read.
It is. It's philosophy.
But we're going to try to make it relatable.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so let's just jump right in. Bullshit, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
But can we define it?
That's a good question. And even the Oxford English Dictionary struggles with it.
Really?
Yeah. They define a bull session as just an informal conversation.
So they're missing something there.
Yeah. What makes it a bull session is the bullshit.
Exactly. And that's where Frankfurt comes in. He says bullshit is actually different from lying.
Yeah. It's a really crucial distinction.
So how so?
A liar knows the truth. They're deliberately trying to deceive you.
So they're aware of the truth, but they're obscuring it.
Exactly. But the bullshitter, they don't care about the truth at all.
It's just irrelevant to them.
It's totally irrelevant.
Okay, so can you give me an example of this? Like, how does that play out in real life?
Absolutely. Think about Arthur Simpson's dad
Oh, from The Simpsons.
from The Simpsons. He says to his son, you know, never tell a lie when you can bullshit your way through.
That's great.
He doesn't care if lying is morally better.
Right.
He's saying bullshit is just a whole other game.
Yeah. So it's not just about saying something that's not true. It's a whole attitude toward truth.
Absolutely.
That's scary.
It is. Frankfurt even uses an anecdote about Wittgenstein to illustrate this.
Oh, yeah. The one where someone says of Wittgenstein, I feel like a runover dog, and Wittgenstein just loses it.
Yeah.
I kind of thought he was overreacting when I first read that.
It might seem that way.
Yeah.
But Frankfurt says Wittgenstein wasn't upset about the simile. He was upset by the lack of concern for whether that was true or not.
Ah. So it's not about finding the right words. It's about this underlying
Detachment from truth.
detachment. Yeah.
And that's what erodes our connection to reality.
That makes me wonder, is all figurative language bullshit? Like, what about poetry?
That's a great question. It leads us to another contrast that Frankfurt brings up. The difference between the careful craft of a poet, like Longfellow, and just bullshit.
But those seem contradictory. How can something be carefully crafted and bullshit?
Because even highly crafted, intentional bullshit, like you might find in advertising or politics,
Right.
it still lacks that concern for truth. It's phony.
It's like a perfect counterfeit,
Exactly.
which makes me think about this whole sincerity thing. Like, a lot of people believe that if you're just true to yourself, it doesn't matter if you're objectively right.
That's a really good point. And it brings us to one of the craziest parts of Frankfurt's work.
Okay.
He says even sincerity can be bullshit.
Wait, seriously, how's that possible?
Well, he says we're not that stable. Our emotions and beliefs are always changing. So you might be sincere in one moment, but.
But that sincerity isn't based on anything solid.
Exactly.
Whoa. That's a lot to think about.
It is.
But before we get too deep into that, why is there so much bullshit, like, in the first place?
Well, Frankfurt gives a couple of reasons. One is we often feel this pressure to talk about stuff we just don't know much about.
Which happens a lot.
All the time, especially in public life, like politicians, they have to have an opinion on everything.
That makes sense.
And then there's also this feeling that we should all have an opinion on
Oh,
everything.
yeah. You have to have an opinion on, like, politics, social issues, the latest scientific breakthrough. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting, and we don't always engage with these things meaningfully.
Right. We're just expected to have an opinion.
Exactly. But there's an even deeper cause, and it's kind of ironic. Frankfurt says skepticism about objective truth is actually a driving force behind the rise of bullshit.
So the idea that there's no truth
Leads to more bullshit.
leads to more bullshit. That's crazy.
It is. It's something to keep in mind, especially as we're navigating this world.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. Frankfurt connects bullshit to this idea of phoniness.
Right, and we touched on that with the Longfellow thing.
Yeah.
But how does that actually, like, play out in the real world?
Good question.
I guess think about advertising.
Okay.
Like, you see all these ads, right?
Yeah.
And they're often, like, meticulously crafted,
Right, yeah.
but they can still be total bullshit.
Because they're trying to sell us something.
Well, it's more than that. It's
But
like they're playing on our emotions,
yeah.
not really giving us the information.
They might use like beautiful imagery and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They use slogans and appeal to our values and all this stuff, but they're
Yeah.
not actually telling us about the product.
It's all just surface.
Yeah.
It's a facade.
And politics too, right? Like,
Exactly.
when politicians make all these big
I,
promises
yeah, all the
and they,
time.
like, demonize their opponents and stuff,
Yeah, and it's all
it
bullshit.
just feels so empty.
It is. It's all performance.
Right.
They just want to win.
So if bullshit is everywhere, especially in things like advertising and politics,
Yeah.
What can we do about it?
Well, first you have to be aware of it.
Okay.
Like, you have to understand what it is, how it works.
So we can spot it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need to develop a good bullshit detector.
Okay, I like that.
And then you can start figuring out ways to deal with it.
Okay, so like how?
Well, one thing is you got to be skeptical.
Okay.
Don't believe everything you hear.
Especially on the internet.
Oh, especially online. You have to think critically about what you're reading and seeing.
Think about where it's coming from.
Exactly. Like, what's the source and what are their motives?
And like, are they using evidence?
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about when you see bullshit out in the wild?
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, what do you do then?
You can call it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, challenge it.
Okay, but how do you do that without being like a jerk about it?
Well, you have to be respectful.
Okay.
But you can ask questions and really try to get to the truth of the matter.
Like, have a real conversation.
Exactly.
Okay, and even if you don't convince them of anything.
It's still good to have that dialogue.
Because it shows that you're thinking critically.
It kind of sets a good example.
Yeah.
So we've talked about how to spot bullshit and how to deal with it. But can we actually get rid of it?
That's the big question.
It seems impossible.
It's a big challenge, but I think it starts with ourselves.
What do you mean?
Well, remember what Frankfurt said about why there's so much bullshit?
Like feeling pressured to have an opinion on everything?
Yeah. And feeling like we have to talk about things we don't know anything about.
So we need to be more mindful.
Exactly. We have to resist those pressures.
So sometimes you just have to say, I don't know.
Exactly.
And we should be more careful about how we form our opinions in the first place.
Yes. Like, don't just believe everything you see on social media.
Do your own research.
Exactly. Think for yourself.
So basically, we should be trying to have, like, real conversations.
Exactly. And that's how we combat bullshit.
Okay. So we've talked about real-world examples, ways to deal with it, and even how to maybe reduce it a little bit. But is that it? Are we just doomed to live in this world of bullshit? Or is there hope for something better?
Well, I think there's always hope.
I agree.
But it takes work.
It does. And part of that is understanding just how sneaky bullshit can be.
Yeah.
Like Frankfurt says, it's actually worse than lies.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Lies are pretty bad.
They are. But bullshit is like a whole other level.
How so?
Well, remember, a liar at least knows there is truth.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to trick you, but they're still playing the game.
They're on the wrong side, but they're still on the field.
Exactly. But the bullshitter, they've walked off the field completely.
They don't care about truth or lies.
Nope.
It's not even about what they're saying. It's their whole attitude.
It's their whole approach to reality.
And that can really mess with us.
It can. Because yeah. If we're surrounded by bullshit all the time.
It's hard to tell what's real.
Exactly. Like, our bullshit detectors get all wonky. And that's scary.
Yeah.
Especially now with all the information out there.
It is. So it makes you wonder if even sincerity can be bullshit.
Right. Frankfurt said that.
He did. And it raises a big question. Like, what does real authenticity look like then?
Yeah. Because everyone tells you, just be yourself.
Right. Express yourself.
But if our own selves can be full of bullshit.
Then what are we even expressing?
Where do we even start?
Well, I think it starts with really knowing yourself.
So like self-awareness?
Yeah. Taking a hard look at what you believe, why you believe it.
All your biases and stuff.
Exactly. And being willing to be wrong.
To change your mind.
Totally. Because even the things you feel most certain about.
Could be totally bogus.
Could be. So you got to be open to that possibility.
And be willing to question yourself.
All the time. That's how you find that real authenticity.
So it's more than just saying whatever you feel.
Way more. It's about actually trying to figure things out.
Both about the world and about yourself.
Yeah. It's like a commitment to truth.
Wow. Well, we've definitely covered a lot today.
We have.
From defining bullshit to figuring out how to deal with it.
And how to maybe even be a little less bullshitty ourselves.
Exactly. Hopefully everyone listening is feeling a bit more equipped now.
To spot bullshit.
And to maybe even fight back against it a little.
Absolutely.
So as you go about your day, remember to be careful out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of bullshit flying around.
Yeah.
But you can learn to spot it. You can think for yourself.
You got this.
And most importantly, you can always keep searching for the truth.
Wherever it may lead.
That's it for our deep dive into On Bullshit.
It's been real.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into something else fascinating.
Can't wait.
Until then, stay curious, stay engaged, and as always,
keep diving deep.